Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance and have some fun.
This is our brand new Orange County Sheriff's Office ice cream truck. We're going to take this truck around and we're going to visit some of our neighborhoods and give out ice cream to kids.
Here you go.
And that's all in an effort to better engage with our youth and to build trust between our youth and the Sheriff's Office.
This is a really good one. Good choice.
Enjoy.
I love this. Orange County Sheriff's Office, I shared the... They put the video on X or Twitter. They didn't put the video on Facebook, so I kind of shared the Twitter post on our Facebook page, News Radio, so you can see it for yourself. But they bought an ice cream truck, and they're going around giving out ice cream to kids to build trust with the community and to do the same kinds of things that our sheriff's department does to try to, you know, build relationships and foster a positive impression. I mean, man, there's no better way to buy loyalty than ice cream for kids. I love it. You know, don't take candy from a stranger, but do take ice cream, a popsicle from the sheriff's department. What were you going to say, John?
That oh, no, no, no. That's say? What I was just about to say. Yeah, I was kind of saying it along with you.
Yeah, no, it's good. Hey, they're in uniform. They got a big star on the side. And who paid for it?
The best part about this is this was purchased with seized drug money. So all those drug dealers we arrest, when they have cash on them, we seize it through our forfeiture laws, and then we're able to use that and put it right back into our community, taking their drug money and using it for good.
I love it. So, you know, they're doing all this horrible stuff in the community and profiteering and, you know, harming kids eventually and teenagers and all that kind of stuff and adults, and we're just going to take that money and we're going to go ahead and buy actual things we can give them, you know, and that we're not going to give them apples and lettuce. They don't want that.
Apples and lettuce.
Can you imagine some person, you know, who's got like, well, shouldn't it be something healthy?
It should be carrots and celery.
It should be, you know, grapes and bananas. We should go around with strawberries and blueberries and the kids will all come a running. Well, you know.
Yeah, try that one.
You need to understand the world a little bit better.
We're going to take this into our neighborhoods at different times in the month, and then we're also going to take it to all our different community engagement events, like our barbecues and picnics that we have, and we'll partner with many nonprofits throughout Orange County and take it to their events as well.
Here you go, sweetie.
And if you follow us on social media, we will be posting about what neighborhood the truck's going to be at, so get your free ice cream. That's the important part. We're giving away free ice cream. We are not charging anyone for the ice cream.
Absolutely. I love that.
Where's that at again?
It's in Orange County.
Okay, road trip.
Hey, a lot of our, you know, local law enforcement listen to the show, and Chip may be listening now as he's driving to
great
work from
idea.
Here. And just seems like maybe that's not the only place there could be a sheriff's
he could bring
ice cream
us,
truck.
He could bring us ice cream, too.
John, don't beg.
Breakfast.
It's undignified.
Okay. I tried. I mean, you know.
I don't disagree with you. I just don't want to say it
on the
air.
They start open at 3 a.m.
The sheriff starts showing up here with sherbets and crunch bars. What do they call the little cones with the stuff on top? I just can't think of the name. My wife loves these, and I just can't think of the name right now. Anyway, yeah, so that'd be all good. 437-1620. Hey, if you wake up in the morning and you wake up feeling worse than when you went to bed. Now, it could come from different things, but one of the more likely things is that's a mattress problem. And you know what's supposed to happen is you're supposed to be tired at the end of the day, and you're supposed to fall into your bed and feel like, And then when you wake up in the morning, you're supposed to be like, It's supposed to get better. You're supposed to feel refreshed. You're supposed to feel alive. You're supposed to feel healed. So if that's not happening, here's what you do. You go to the sleep center. And you talk to him and you say, Andrew says, you know, this is what's supposed to happen at night when I go to sleep. Yeah. And they can talk to you then about what, you know, what kind of bed is the right bed for you? What kind of mattress, firmness, softness, what kind of support? And everybody's different. You know, everybody's got different bodies. Everybody's got different preferences. You know, some people really love the memory foam. And, you know, there's all kinds of details around the memory foam that is kind of amazing. But they also make a hybrid that's kind of like memory foam with coils. And they feel very different. I had never laid down in a memory foam bed before, and I'll just tell you, it's not for me because I like to move around at night. I toss and turn a little bit. And it kind of holds you, cradles you, comforts you gently. So if you like that, it's going to feel amazing. If you don't like that, you're like me. You want one that's not cut. But that's the point. Everybody's different. So go and find out. Best selection for mattresses, best service, best price. They've been in business since 1995, so 31 years now. The Sleep Center is on the north side of Creighton, just east of Davis. All right, I got some – oh, I don't want to do that because you're going to do traffic under it. Yep, that, wait a second. Fine, John. I know.
Give you the stink eye.
Definitely. Oh, I love it so much. Oh, I don't have it open.
I know.
Oh, there I do.
Come on, stink eye, John.
I sure enough do. Okay, traffic on the five, John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by Voodoo Barbecue. It's time to taste the magic of Voodoo Barbecue. Cajun style, fall off the bone ribs, pulled pork, the way it's meant to taste. Voodoo Barbecue on 9 Mile Road in the Target Shopping Center. Still dealing with I-10 eastbound that happened earlier. Still seeing some delays between Pine Forest and Highway 29 due to that earlier accident. And it's about a 12-minute delay there. Also, Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, it's about a 7-minute delay compared to earlier. That's much better. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Drumsticks.
Brr.
That's what. No, not.
Oh, I thought we were doing this as part of the giveaway. Oh, my bad.
That's the name of the ice cream cone.
I thought we were doing it as part of the giveaway. I was like, oh, that ties in perfectly.
In radio, some people have the theory that you should plan out everything you're going to do and rehearse it. And then
this doesn't.
That is not our approach. That's not how we do it. Oh, my God. I hope you're entertained. I really do. And sometimes I really hope it. Anyway, 437-1620. All right, let's give away some tickets. This will make Stink Eye John angry. I've got tickets. This is amazing. ZZ Top at the Sanger.
What? Drumsticks? Trying to tie it in, you know, drummers.
I have a pair of tickets to April 2nd show at the Sanger Theater for ZZ Top. I feel like I should make you earn this, but I'm not. I'm just the first caller. Wins right now, 437-16. See, you should have my number programmed in your phone, 437-1620. I have other things to give away, and we might have more of these tickets in the future. So call now and win. I'm Andrew McKay.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbary Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbary Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
You know, sometimes you want answers.
Sometimes you just want something upbeat.
Either way, Meg's got you covered. Pet Talk, weekdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Goose, your big stud!
That's me, honey.
Take me to bed or lose me forever.
Show me the way home, honey.
Good morning, 818 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. We had gotten some questions. We had a really good conversation, like 16 or 17 texts, which is, you know, a lot for a half-hour segment, with you about voter ID and a proposal that's been made by at least one congressman, a Republican, who says, if we're going to require voter ID, cool, do it, but make IDs free. So there's no barrier for people getting one. And I love this idea. It's a great idea. In fact, it seems like, if you're going to give people non-driver's licenses, that ought to be free anyway. They're needed for so many different things. Of course, most people are going to get driver's licenses, but you can pay for that because you can afford to have a car. That makes sense to me, too. But I got a follow-up from Scott Lunsford, a tax collector, who says the following people qualify for no-fee ID cards. Inmates, Department of Corrections and Department of Juvenile Justice issued at the facility by state Flowmobiles, they're called. Anybody at 100% of the poverty level or below, anybody who needs to access benefits like recipients and minor dependents, voters with financial hardship, you can present your voter card and attest to it. Anybody who's 80 or old or failing the vision exam, or homeless adults and school children all qualify for free IDs. Good. I mean, makes sense to me. Good. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Lawmakers will be on Capitol Hill today with Homeland Security officials, representatives from ICE, Border Protection and Citizenship and Immigration Services, all going to be testifying before a House panel, that hearing following two fatal Minneapolis shootings recently. Two congressmen on opposite sides of the aisle got their hands on the unredacted copies of the Epstein files. They say they contain the names of at least six people that are likely incriminated. That was Thomas Massey from Kentucky and Democrat Ro Khanna of California. They spent a few hours viewing those files after they were made available at the Justice Department yesterday.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's just clarify that Thomas Massey and Ro Khanna are not in the Epstein files. They are talking about
they
the
were
people
viewing.
That they found in the Epstein files.
Right, yeah, they were viewing, and they said that they've identified people that they believe to be incriminated. And Team USA can count on seeing the podium at the Winter Olympics, the American duo of Corey Dropkin and Corey Thiessi, I believe, or Thies, maybe. We'll face Sweden for the gold medal in mixed curling. Elsewhere, the 3-0 U.S. women's hockey team will clash with Canada in their fourth and final preliminary round game.
All right. Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. 821 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, this is – I think this is pretty interesting. There's some data that has come out related to ICE, and what they've done is they've – kind of release the information that they have about what the people who have been arrested or detained, if you prefer, and or deported, and how many of them are criminals apart from their violation of the immigration law. And yeah, I mean, sometimes people say, you know, actual criminals or whatever, because, you know, the one is more of a procedural matter. But, you know, they are still criminals if they have done something in violation of the immigration rules. So here's what the numbers are. Out of 392,000 arrests made from January of last year through January of this year. So 1 year's data, we got 392,000 detentions. 40%, just shy of 40%, were violations of immigration only. So 39.8%, which in my mind, and there's a good question to be had about what people should be detained for and whether they should all be detained if they've violated. And I know some people are what I would call the sort of the hard line is, anybody who is here under anything other than fully legal status should be deported. Okay? I take the view that that is the law, and I'm not going to argue vehemently about what to do under the current law. I think it's probably a wasting of resources to deport so many people who have not broken the law. I would like to see some reforms in that law, and I kind of side with Hugh Hewitt on the thing, like somebody's been here 30 years and they've never run into the law, good Lord. We're good. We're fine. I know all the other arguments, but you know, that's kind of my view. When it comes to criminals, oh, yeah, no problem. Arrest, detain, deport. No problem, of course. But I also think that when we spend so much time kind of deporting anybody, we wind up catching up a lot of people who either are citizens or we waste a lot of resources on that instead of focusing on the people who actually have, you know, criminal charges against them. So 40% purely in violation of the civil immigration laws. 30% are what they're calling other crimes, what I'm guessing are misdemeanors. It doesn't specify, but other crimes would be misdemeanors. So then what you might call more significant crimes. You have 11% have assault, criminal records for assault. That's pretty significant. That's 35,000 people. 44,000, sorry. I'm doing the math on the 400,000. DUI, 7%. Dangerous drugs, 6%. Weapons offenses, 1.5%. Sexual assault, 1.5%. Burglary, 1.3%. Robbery, 1.3%. Burglary is, you know, there's nobody there. There's no physical force or confrontation. Robbery is, there is. Homicide, 0.5%. By the way, the math on that would be, let me think here. Let's see, 400, 800 people. 800 homicides. And kidnapping, 0.3%. That's more like 500 to 600. And arson, 0.1%. So not very many. But the question, sort of the discussion worth having is, where should the focus be? What should the law be? Again, I'm of the opinion that if somebody is a contributing member of society, I don't feel the need to deport them. I think we need employees. I don't think you grant them citizenship. I don't even think you necessarily put them on a path to citizenship. But just deporting everybody, I don't think is the best use of resources or the best thing for the society. I have other thoughts about how it gets done and the mask issue and all of that. But it, when it comes to anybody who's got a criminal record or a charge against them, you know, yeah, sure, no problem. Bye. You know, bye, Felicia.
Did you say,
you know, yes. Get out. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with some issues on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Due to an earlier wreck, about a 9-minute delay. Also, Highway 29 southbound, just south of 9 Mile Road, all the way to where you get to the interstate. Expect a 12-minute delay in that area. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with the traffic on the fives.
Queer.
Bye, Felicia.
Kind of had to.
You had to.
All that.
Yep.
Hey, if you need to fix something in your house or you need to buy a gift, because you might think, well, those don't go together, but they're both at Pensacola Hardware. The houseware section on the front is amazing. All kinds of really nice things for somebody you care about or for you. If you want to treat yourself, that's fine. But then, of course, the hardware store is amazing. I mean, they've been around for a long. Like, I say this, and you maybe not think about it, but 1851, before the Civil War, before there was Levi's, that's 175 years. This is their 175th anniversary. That is unbelievable. The oldest business in Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the entire country. That is crazy. But they have it all. And more importantly, they know. They're experts. They're genuinely people that you can ask for their input, for their advice, for their guidance, for how to safely use it. And, you know, they'll even check in with you when you're buying something. Hey, have you used this before? Do you know how? We want to just make sure that you get the end result done. We're not just trying to sell you something and never see you again. We're trying to make sure that you're satisfied. That attitude, that knowledge is why people have been going there for 175 years. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. Let's see. We already took our commercial break, so I don't want to mess that up.
You don't want to mess that up.
Again, I always do. 827 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, man. All right. Do I have the thing that I want for this? Oh, I don't. I have to do a different story. Did you see the story about California income tax for Sam Darnold?
No, I did not.
Okay. So Sam Darnold plays for the Seahawks, right?
Correct.
So, you know, he doesn't live in California. But and the earnings for playing in the Super Bowl, for winning the Super Bowl, he's going to make like $175,000. So, you know, it's something for us. For him, it's probably like
that he earned in California.
Yeah, that he earned when he playing in California. So he's going to have to pay taxes, though. You know how much he has to pay? So he's earning $175,000. Do you know how much he's going to have to actually pay in taxes, though?
$25,000.
$249,000.
What?
That's right. He gets paid $178,000 for winning the Super Bowl.
What?
But he has to pay $249,000 in state income taxes for the privilege of having done athletic activity, they're called jock taxes, in the state of California for 8 days around the Super Bowl.
Well, then why even go?
And it's based on a share of his annual income.
Oh.
And he's, you know, $100 million deal.
Make him a few dollars, yeah.
So he can definitely afford it, but
it
what a rip-off.
Cost him to play in the Super Bowl.
He paid $70,000, or he's going to have paid $70,000 to win the Super Bowl. California's insane.
More than that.
That's crazy. And I know that every state with their income taxes that have them,
very
you know,
true.
There's always this weird thing, and I know this because I used to live in Illinois, work in Missouri. You know, I've done some of this, you know, file taxes for states you don't live in. And it's always a little bit odd because, you know, the state that you live in wants their share because you live there, and the state that you work in wants their share because you work there, and you think, well, that seems like double dipping. And sometimes they offset, and not always they do. But But this way of calculating it is based on the winnings, not based on the winnings that you get for the game, but based on the share of your annual income for the privilege of how many days you played the sport or practiced, I guess. So wouldn't you just fly in the day before and try to cut the costs? I don't know. It's a crazy system.
Man.
That's California for you. Oh, this is... Uh-oh. I can't... What percentage of Gen Zers have their parents with them at a job interview?
5%?
It's a little higher.
What? I was being very generous.
What percentage, according to a survey done by Resume Templates, what percentage of college-age job seekers, Gen Z, that's college age now, Gen Z, how many of them show up to an in-person job interview with a parent with them in the interview? It's higher than 5.
What is it?
Keep going.
10?
Nope, higher.
20?
Keep going higher.
What? 30?
Keep going higher.
50.
50%.
What?
50%.
I realize they got to drive them there, but...
No, in the interview.
Wow.
In the interview.
Am I getting the job? I mean, what I want to know.
64% were submitting applications for their kids. 50% were performing tests for their kids. 80% have called to ask for the manager for their kids at their own job.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. After the ransom deadline, this statement, the FBI is not aware of any continued communication between the Guthrie family and the suspected kidnappers of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie. Taken from her Tucson home 10 days ago, daughter Savannah posted another appeal to the public for information at an hour of desperation.
We believe that somehow, some way, she is feeling these prayers. And that God is lifting her even in this moment and in this darkest place.
It is Fox's understanding that no ransom was paid. The FBI says, nor have we identified a suspect or person of interest with missing persons billboards of Nancy going up across the Southwest. The House holds a showdown over immigration enforcement and use of force, with Democrats holding up Homeland Security funding. And Vermonter Ben Ogden wins an Olympic silver medal in cross-country skiing, the first medal for the U.S. in 50 years in that sport. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 56 degrees. It is definitely still foggy, dense fog advisory for the next half hour or so. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins says Governor Ron DeSantis wants to invest about $374 million in raises for Department of Corrections employees. Collins made that announcement during a visit to the Santa Rosa Correctional Institution in Milton yesterday. The proposal would boost starting pay for correctional officers from $22 an hour to $28 per hour. Collins says the raises would also benefit probation officers and inspectors. The governor's budget proposal includes another $56 million to hire another 500 new officers. The developer of the old OLF 8 site in Beulah says major changes may be needed to move that project forward. Chad Henderson reportedly wants Escambia County to keep ownership of the 165-acre jobs district. He says keeping that government-owned would help qualify for more state funding to build infrastructure. But there is a catch. Henderson's offering about $15 million less than the original $42.5 million purchase price. County Commissioner Steve Stroberger says he's not sure that the board will go for that. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson reminding residents to lock their cars after a recent string of burglaries. About 25 vehicles were hit in Milton and Gulf Breeze areas. Johnson says all of the doors were just left unlocked.
You know, we're just trying to tell everybody, you know, reiterate that you have to lock your cars. Even though we're in a very safe county, you still have to lock your car doors and, you know, keep your valuables safe. And obviously don't leave a gun in the car, because we did have a gun taken out of one of the vehicles.
And two groups of juveniles have now been arrested in connection with those burglaries. Johnson says you can lock most vehicles from inside of your home with the key fob. Well, a hearing in Miami-Dade County could determine if a convicted killer is put to death. Anthon Reagan Jr. pled guilty last month to first-degree murder for the shooting death of 10-year-old Aaron Vu in 2013. Vu's father took the stand yesterday and said he forgives Reagan. The 31-year-old Reagan is asking for life in prison. He may take the stand later today. The leader of Florida's Democratic caucus is questioning reports that black law students at Florida A&M University are being told they can't use the word black when referring to Black History Month. Representative Fentrice Driscoll says the restriction amounts to censorship of the university's Black Law Students Association.
We really need to pay attention to the harm that this can cause to students, to Black Americans, and this on the heels of what we saw with the Trump administration with that atrocious post depicting President and Michelle Obama in just the most horrific and racist terms.
Republican lawmakers say the move aligns with a state law banning the use of public funds for DEI programs. So far, FAMU has not explained why the language restriction was imposed or how it's being enforced. It is 8:35 here, News Radio 92.3. Still a foggy day. We'll get our forecast in just a minute. But first, let's check in with John Pickens and get a look at our traffic on the fives.
Well, things are starting to calm down just a little, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a 7-minute delay. Highway 90, let's see here, Avalon 98, they're all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And right now, I guess warming up a couple degrees anyway. We've got 58 degrees still looking out the window. Looks like some thick fog out there, that dense fog advisory, for about another 25 minutes or so. Let's check in with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing mostly cloudy skies today with a high near 72 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees. Going to be looking at a chance of some morning fog for that Wednesday morning. Then by Wednesday afternoon, partly sunny skies, 20% chance of some stray showers, high near 71. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 56. Going into Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 69 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. We've got 58 degrees. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. And your money now this hour. Taking a look towards Wall Street. Looks like the Dow's up over 0.25% at 50,286 and a quarter today. The S&P's up just under 0.1% at 69.69 and almost 0.75 points. NASDAQ is, well, not a big change. It's down 15 points right now at 23.23.5. Looking at that 10-year bond rate, we are down slightly, 4.15% today. Gold price is up $1,470 at $5,094.10. Silver is down a penny at 82.21 right now. And Bitcoin down just about $1,800 at 68,900. Looking towards our financial headlines today. Lyft is now offering teen accounts with enhanced safety features in 200 major markets.
The rideshare company says customers between the ages of 13 and 17 can now request their own rides and enter a PIN to ensure they're being picked up by the right driver. Lyft says parents and guardians can see the ride in real time, make changes to the account, and get notified about pickup and drop off. The driver is required to meet what the company calls the highest safety standards, which includes annual background checks and proven safe driving records. I'm Natalie Migliori, NBC News Radio.
Discord rolling out a new age verification system starting this coming March. The communication platform will begin shifting users to a teen-appropriate experience by default, with more restricted content settings available once you verify your age. Users would need to submit a video for facial age estimation or a form of ID. It is 8:38. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable. Everybody was kung fu
fighting. I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I have a I don't know how good this one's going to be. I always tell you that in advance. I'm a little nervous about it, and I am a little nervous about this one because I'm not sure there's a lot of good answers, but I'm curious for where it goes. Somebody had made the comment about Super Bowl ads, and it was, which, if you could only ever see certain ads, which would the best ones be? And it got me thinking over the course of your life having watched Super Bowls, if you could only, it's kind of like the Desert Island Quest, you know, which music would you take with you? Which book would you take with you? Which Super Bowl ad brand, like which company has produced, in your mind, the best body of work for Super Bowl ads? You get what I'm saying? Like, which brand, which company is the one where you're like, oh my God, I can't wait to see their ad for this year? Like, they're always good. And the reason I say I'm not sure about this question is because, you know, there might only be like 8 or 10 answers to the question where there's companies that have done enough ads over time that you think that way, but I'm curious. 437-1620, 437-1620. I know it's after the Super Bowl. It's my last Super Bowl topic. I don't care.
But we can talk about it all the time.
All right, sure. Okay. So, John, 437-1620, pick one company that advertises in the Super Bowl for, you know, let's say a while, and they have had the best ads, not just this year, but across time.
Bud.
Budweiser.
Yep.
You have to, I mean, Budweiser has to be in that conversation.
They have to be.
Because not only does Bud have the funny ones,
but it's been consistent,
but
too.
It's also, yeah, they've had the heartwarming, the Clydesdales and the dogs and the, you know, all of the things. And, you know, so I Budweiser definitely has to be in that conversation. Now, interestingly, I would differentiate and I would say Bud Light is a different brand. Bud Light doesn't get the Clydesdales. That's Bud.
Right.
But Bud Light has had a history of some of my very favorite commercials. Do you know what my all-time favorite Super Bowl commercial is?
Tell me.
It's the Cedric the Entertainer, Two Wives on the Island.
Oh.
It's, here we go.
Not good with the ladies like you, Cedric.
All right. Try this on her. Hi, I'm Paul. You have beautiful eyes.
Hi, I'm Paul, and you have beautiful eyes.
This is actually a different one. I'm sorry. I thought I had that one. It's the one where he fantasizes about being on a desert island and having two wives, and all they do is bicker with each other about who's got the better hut and why aren't you working with me?
Oh, my goodness.
I need better fantasies.
Wow.
That's probably my all-time favorite Bud Light ad. But, I mean, that goes back to like Spuds McKenzie.
Oh, I know.
Bud Light ads. And they have consistently produced entertaining, cute.
Yeah,
I mean, right. I know Bud Light has a problem a couple years ago, and it hasn't gotten better since, generally, with their brand. But Bud and Bud Light have had some amazing bodies of work when it comes to Super Bowl ads. 437-1620, 437-1620. Before I give you my answers, I'll go to this is amazing. Okay, Budweiser, of course. Budweiser, for sure. These are different ads. Budweiser, Budweiser. Budweiser. Budweiser, Budweiser. This is an... okay, so other than Budweiser... and Bud Light, not even close Budweiser, somebody says. Okay, here's a different answer. By far, Coke.
Oh, yeah.
Mean Joe Green. All the way through the Bears, all the white ones, not the ones who play football in Chicago, allegedly.
Allegedly?
But Coca-Cola, I Want to Teach the World to Sing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They have had a lot of great ads over the years, obviously. Somebody else says my absolute favorite, Amir says my absolute favorite is David J. Maloney. Listen, it's not my favorite, but I get that every year he does one. And this year I thought it was particularly funny. And I thought somebody might give that answer for sure because, you know, it's a body of work. I mean, and over the years he comes – the brand is to expect him to do Super Bowl commercial at that time as well. 437-1620, the question was, what's your favorite company that's advertised over the years in your Super Bowl commercials? You know, not just this year necessarily, but over the course of time. And Vicky said the one – this would be my answer, actually, even though I do love –
But you haven't given your answer yet.
I think Doritos is in this conversation. Doritos,
really?
Oh, Doritos has had some fantastically funny commercials. Yes, many, many, many funny commercials. I agree with her that Doritos is definitely in this conversation. 437-1620, 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Okay, interesting.
I don't think you can argue against Bud.
No.
I mean, you might have to argue between Bud and Bud Light. And Coke has done really well, and Doritos has done really well. But there's others, at least in the conversation, that are kind of interesting. Go on, sir.
All right. Brought to you by Florida West Economic Development Alliance. They work to create high-wage jobs and private capital investments that grow Escambia County's tax base. Just had an accident pop up just a second ago on East Olive Road and Scenic Highway. They're saying there's a vehicle crash with a roadblock there, so just be advised of that. I-10, I-110 are back to flowing smoothly this morning. Glad to see that. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And do please, I know this is a little late in the day to be saying it now, but for now and forever, turn on your lights, not so that you can see, but so the people behind you can see your taillights. The people that are looking at your butt need to see it.
Whoa.
When you're driving.
This got deep. Oh, okay.
You don't want them to rear-end you, right?
Correct. Yes.
Simple.
Right.
Turn on your lights so the people behind you can see you. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty sell, well, last year, 209 homes, four a week. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. And, you know, part of the reason is because she's smart and personable, and she hires people to work with her on her team that are smart and personable. That's all true. But also because it's details. It's little things. And learning that this works and this doesn't work and then doing the thing that works again and again and again. And I use the example only because I think it tells you something about, you know, her dedication is – if somebody comes and looks at your house and then they do not make an offer, what do you do? Well, most of the time you're like, okay, yeah, they didn't make an offer. Well, what she does is she calls the realtor and says, hey, you know, they saw the house. What did they think? What did they like? What didn't they like? You know, what kept them from making an offer? And maybe you find out that, you know, something about it just wasn't for them. Maybe you find out, well, they didn't like the way it looked from the curb, or they didn't like the paint in this room, or they didn't like the, you know, whatever. So, well, what if we change that? What if we fix that? Maybe it's price. Maybe it's not. You know, typically if it's only price, they're going to contact you. But, you know, still, that kind of follow-up gives you information, builds relationships, sometimes turns a no into a maybe or maybe into a yeah. You know, all of that is about – and that's just one example. Like, there's a little thing, but everybody kind of knows to do it. Not everybody does it. They do it. They do it. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Oh, this is so fascinating. I have had, I don't know, 25 texts in the – in the frivolous topic question. And the question, if you're just joining us, was which company over the years has produced the best body of work for advertising? You know, the biggest number of really good, memorable, you know, heart-wrenching, funny, however you want to characterize it, ads. And I was worried this wouldn't be that interesting because there's not that many, like, answers that you would feel like qualify. It is, if I've gotten 25 texts, I've gotten 20 one or two texts for Bud or Bud Light, and then David J. Maloney, and like one for Doritos, one for Skittles, and one for Coke. It's the winner is clear. It is clearly Budweiser.
See, mine was the winner. Mine, I won today.
Good job, John.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
I feel great.
You should feel great.
Today.
You did the best.
Thanks.
Good job.
Appreciate it.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip with the new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther. And combined with Subaru's legendary capability of standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected conditions and terrain with ease. Paved roads, gravel roads, just about any road, they're all fair game in the new 2026 Subaru Hybrid. Better fuel economy, legendary reliability, you'll find both in the Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid and Subaru Forester Hybrid. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Healing can start with a single seed.
A single space.
A single act of kindness.
I'm Lieutenant Kilgan with Escambia County Sheriff's Office. For over 20 years in Pensacola law enforcement, I've seen heartbreaking child abuse cases.
Gulf Coast Kids House provides therapy to help these children recover.
That's why Leadership Pensacola's Class of 2026 is assisting Gulf Coast Kids House in creating a healing garden to support their therapists.
Your support today helps plant seeds of healing for tomorrow.
Visit PensacolaChamber.com to donate to the LEAP Class Project.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Who's in charge here?
They say the point Demon's Guard is an ocean grave for all the brave. Was it you that said, Hala? Hala?
Oh, man. I was just re-listening to the hair. The other day is such a great album. Kansas, No Return.
What? If people could just see you dance.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, love
he
dancing.
Was grooving
I love
in
moving
here.
To the music. In fact, it's when. What's the time I complain to you the most is when you play a country song and I dance to it in spite of myself.
Exactly.
A little bit of dancing, a little bit of self-loathing. 851 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Oh, I have something that you're going to want to hear here in a second. Trust me, you'll appreciate this. This is I'm making up for something we failed to mention in the last segment. We'll get there. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great place to go shopping for used cars. And not just, I know used cars has kind of like a bad name, bad taste. And for, you know, reasons, obviously. But the thing about Frontier is they think about the things people don't like about going to buy cars, and they try to not do that stuff, like deliberately. And that's part of what, I mean, that's really what I love about them is everything is different. Everything is, you know, I've bought a bunch of cars. And I have never had an experience like I had at Frontier. It was just easy, simple, straightforward. You know, they don't bother you. They don't pester you. You know, it's not true. They do pester you after you buy a car to make sure that you're happy and there's nothing they can fix for you. So it's like the opposite, right? A normal place, they pester you before you buy, and then they never want to see you again because they hope you don't figure it out. And then at Frontier, they leave you alone until you make a decision. You make a decision, buy a car, and then they follow up 6 months and even a year later. And we're like, is there anything wrong with the car? We just want to make sure you're happy. See, that's who I want to go to. Under promise, over deliver, follow up, care about me as a customer, want to build a relationship, don't want to just get one transaction over on me. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, I said that there was I had to pay off, kind of make up for something. We had an omission in our category, which was we talked about great ads in the Super Bowl. Brands, like, you know, over the course of time, this is a company that has consistently delivered high-quality ads. And the clear winner was Anheuser-Busch, whether Bud or Bud Light or both. You know, clearly, that's the winner. But we also had Coke and a couple of others. And somebody said, you're missing Pepsi. And Pepsi has had. Now, they're not comparable to Budweiser. I think they're still second place to Coke, okay. And I'm a Pepsi fan. This hurts to say, you know, my wife's a Coke, I'm a Pepsi. That's the way it works. But Pepsi has had some great. The one this year was great with the guy getting caught drinking the Pepsi.
Right.
You know, that was pretty funny. But there is a single all time best Pepsi ad that you can't even argue might be the best ad for a product ever made. Cindy Crawford.
Even Jeremy turned around.
Cindy Crawford pulls up at the gas station.
Ryan.
Thirsty.
Just like every guy watching the ad.
And she gets out, and she goes to get the Pepsi, and then she enjoys the Pepsi. If you can't picture her, then you're not from my generation. And the two kids are watching from the side, and it's a great ad in part because it's just it's entertaining and all the things, but because their line is so good at the end.
Is that a great new Pepsi can or what? It's beautiful.
That's what we were all thinking. Nice can. Pepsi can. Pepsi can.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, John, I want to play a trivia question for you first. And somebody had texted, what about Pepsi? Oh, yeah, you're right. We forgot Pepsi. Okay. Yeah. This is not about that at all. Well, I guess it is. Question for you. You've obviously seen this ad. I don't know how many times, right? The Cindy Crawford ad?
Yeah. I have, but it's been like 20 years ago.
Oh, okay. What car was she driving?
Was it red?
It was red. Well done. It's because it's a red car. Cindy Crawford's got a white ribbed T-shirt.
I remember the car.
And blue jeans shorts. So right. It's red, white, and blue, the colors of Pepsi. You never thought about that. Okay.
No,
all right, anyway, go ahead.
That's deep thoughts with Andrew McKay.
Who loves ads? Anyway, but what kind of car? It's a red.
What was it, a Ferrari or something?
Close. It was a Lamborghini Diablo. In the same genre.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. John
I can't
Pickens
afford
has
either, so.
Traffic on the. We can't afford anything in that commercial except the Pepsi can. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Nice can. Okay, so we're still dealing with the accident that happened at Olive Road and Scenic Highway. That's causing some delays on both Scenic and Olive, so you definitely want to go around that one. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, we've had a wrinkle. Somebody says
wrinkle.
Pepsi owns Doritos, so do they get credit for the Doritos ads? Interesting. Also, Pepsi managed to score with an entire generation of men with that ad. And it's not.
I just remember the car.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, we have a relatively new advertiser with the show, the Sleep Center. And, you know, the thing that really. I try to find companies, you know, and I try to say yes to companies when they're kind of unique and they do it different and better. And look, you know you hate going to buy a mattress. You hate the idea of it. You will put up with a bad night's sleep because you don't want to have to deal with the mattress store. I know, you know. They all have a bad reputation. They're always, you know, they're just trying to sell you into something. They harass you. It's annoying. It's, you know, I get it. Okay, well, the Sleep Center, they get that too. And they do it differently. Part of the idea is no commission, okay? Part of it is if you want information, they can help you. If you want to just look for yourself, they'll leave you alone. They'll leave you alone as long as you want. And part of it is just education. Like, they're salespeople, okay? Their first job when they work there is to go deliver mattresses. So they learn about customers and why they buy things and how they use them in their homes and all of the little questions you might not think to ask about making sure it's the right mattress, maybe not just for you, but for your house as well. I mean, that might seem like a little thing, but that's kind of how they do it, is trying to understand the industry. And they've been around forever. I mean, founded in 1995, for goodness sakes, 31 years, originally in the Eastgate Shopping Center, now on Creighton. And last year, after 31 years in business and with all the competitors, or should I say imitators, who have come and gone and tried, they had their best year last year. So whether you know, just go. Just see for yourself. And listen, if you wake up in the morning and you're not refreshed, go to the Sleep Center and find out. They'll help you with that. No big deal. They'll talk to you and figure it out. And, you know, if you've been here a long time, you know the Sleep Center. If you're new to town, maybe this is more like the, oh, okay, they are different. And they are different. That's the point. Right there on Creighton Avenue, just east of Davis on the north side of the road. 858 on News Radio 92.3. What was the other thing? I just lost my piece of paper that I was going to tell you about. Oh, I think I have just enough time to maybe do this. We're going to be real tight on this one, but.
It's Who Won Fighting Town!
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson.
No 9,000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
You and Nexus, huh?
design your eyes.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Shall we play a game?
All right, I think Bobby might have mentioned this the other day, but it was such a wild story that I had to at least get it in at some point. Did you see that there's AI agents are now hiring humans to do their work for them in the physical
yes.
world? There's actually like a web service called rentahuman.ai.
Mm-hmm.
Where the
it's nuts. Sam Darnold's even on it.
Yeah, where Skynet is paying cryptocurrency. I'm going to call them Skynet from now on. Yeah. They're paying cryptocurrency to get humans to do real-world activities on behalf of the AI in what the owner and founder of the company calls the meat space. That's you and me. We live in the meat space as opposed to the cyberspace. As one person said, it is dystopic AF. And he's like, yes, it is. I don't, I mean, if you're not worried, I don't know what to tell you.